for us designing the trial, a very interesting slide. What is your preferred hospital-based follow-up duration? Asked about age, NPI, treatment, different family history, endometrial cancers, surgery, estrogen receptor status, type of tumour, and deprivation. So out of all of these individual subgroups, we asked what is the duration across each of these. The median duration for all of these groups was 5 years, with the interquartile range varying in black and the 90% confidence intervals presented here. So the median duration across all groups was 5 years, with certain groups that stick out to be longer and maybe going up to 10 years of follow-up. These being the younger patients, poorer MPI status, if they've actually had or having ongoing hormone treatment, if they've got treatment-related morbidity, people want to keep them in longer. If they've got a family history, people want to keep them in longer. But there's also certain people that would actually be happy to discharge at 3 years. So this is the basis of our new proposed study looking at risk-stratified follow-up.